In our shiurim, we've been discussing the halachos of the minimum shear of a sukkah. And we've been learning that the minimum shear of a sukkah is zayin al zayin tfachim. The Magen Avraham discusses a very interesting question. The Magen Avraham discusses a situation where you have a sukkah that's large enough, but in the sukkah there is a corner where there is no zayin al zayin. Is that a kosher sukkah or not? And the Magen Avraham's opinion is that such a sukkah is not a kosher sukkah. And the Machzor Shekel here, in explaining the words of the Magen Avraham, it says two rayas how the Magen Avraham got to this psak. One is based on the Tosfos that we quoted in the previous shiur. We said in the previous shiur that Tosfos described that what was the shape of this ketonis, that it was very long, but it wasn't zayin tefachim wide. Now the question is, if that's the case, where the ketonis was open to a sukkah gedoyla, so yes, the ketonis itself did not have the proper dimensions of a kosher sukkah, but shouldn't the fact that the ketonis was open to a large sukkah be a raya that a sukkah that's open to a large area, even though it itself doesn't have the proper dimensions, is still a kosher sukkah? The fact that the Gemara and Tosfos, in his explanation of the Gemara, doesn't agree with that, is a raya that if you have a separate area in the sukkah that's cut off from the rest of the sukkah, that is in Zayin al Zayin, even if it's open to a kosher sukkah, it's not a kosher sukkah. Furthermore, the Machzor Shekel explains that there's a concept that the Gemara mentions a number of times, that a pesel hayoytze min asukkah. That the halacha is that a pesel hayoytze min asukkah, even though this area is not a kosher sukkah, that is still a kosher sukkah. Says the Machzor Shekel explaining the Magen Avraham, why doesn't our Gemara say that the ketonis, even though it was more than 20 amos, we shouldn't have a right to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion because it was a pesel hayoytze min asukkah. And once the sukkah is a kosher sukkah, the pesel hayoytze min asukkah should be kosher. The fact that the Gemara didn't give that argument, we see that if there's a separate area in the sukkah that doesn't have the proper dimensions, it's not a kosher sukkah. And this is a very important psak halacha. That you can, if you don't have a sukkah that's a perfect square or rectangle, even circle, as we discussed, but it has crevices, the halacha is that such a sukkah is not a kosher sukkah if it doesn't have zayin al zayin tefachim. However, the Bikurei Yaakov disagrees, and he says perhaps the Magen Avraham raya from our Gemara is only in a situation where it's a ketonis. In ketonis, which is a separate room, and that separate room, as we're learning, wasn't zayin al zayin, as Tosfos explained. That's why it's not kosher. But if it's an area that's completely open to the sukkah, maybe we could be more lenient. Lemaisa, the Magen Avraham, is not, the Bikurei Yaakov does not want to disagree with the Magen Avraham. The most he's willing to be makel is that if you have a kosher sukkah and your table is there, and we've been learning in our Gemara that when you have a table, you always have a problem with Shema Yimoshech. Here, he'll be a little more lenient and he say that we don't have to worry about Shema Yimoshech. Because even if you'll end up eating on the table, it's lav dafka that that table is a pasula sukkah. The Chazon Ish disagrees. And he says that only in a case where this separate area has a tzuras ha-pesach, has like a doorway that clearly distinguishes it from the rest of the sukkah, that's when it's considered a separate area. And if it doesn't have Zion al Zion, it's possible. But without a doorway, the Chazon Ish was makel against the Magen Avraham. Then the Chazon Ish discusses another situation. Let's say you have a sukkah shaped like a V. And it's interesting to point out that the Poskim say the L'chatchila, a very interesting psak that I saw, the L'chatchila, one should not make a sukkah the shape of a V. I saw from the Sefer, a frask of the Anya, that he says, L'chatchila, one should not make a sukkah that shaped like a V. One should specifically make a sukkah that if you're going to have only three walls, it should have two walls that are next to each other, like a resh, and then one small wall, and the sukkah look like a hay. He says, it's based, we know, that the Gemara says, we begin to immediately build a sukkah, the sukkah right after Yom Kippur. Why? Because the Gemara Masechet Menachos, Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis explains, why was the world created with the letter Hey? Because there's room that if somebody wants to do tshuva, he could creep in and do tshuva. So that's why after Yom Kippur, after we had Mechila V'Slicha on Yom Kippur, we make a sukkah that looks like a hay to show us that we have the ability to do tshuva. If we're going to make a sukkah in a V shape, then we have defeated that purpose. So, what happens if we have a sukkah that's indeed in a V shape? So, according to the Magen Avraham, in that area where it is the V, it's too narrow. It doesn't have the din of Zion al Zion, and it's not kosher to sit there in the sukkah. If, however, the Bi'ah Halacha, quoting the Sefer Derech HaChayim, says that if it has the width of Zayin Tefachim by Zayin Tefachim, even though it doesn't have the depth of Zayin Tefachim by Zayin Tefachim, the halacha is we can be makel. Now, the Shari Tshuva, here in Simen Tov Reish Lamed Dalid, discusses a very interesting question. He discusses a situation where you have a sukkah that's only 6 tfachim by 6 tfachim. However, protruding from one of the walls of the sukkah is a board that if you measure, if you include that board, you'll have Zion by Zion. And there is 10 tefachim from the top of that board to the top of the sukkah. What's the halacha? Can you sit in such a sukkah or not? So he quotes the Derech Chaim. He quotes the Dvar Shmuel, that says that if it's sturdy enough, to sit on, it's a kosher sukkah. And so do is the opinion of the Bikura Yaakov. However, there are many paiskim that disagree. And they say that at the end of the day, nobody's sitting on a board that is higher, that's protruding in the air. And since nobody's sitting on a board that's protruding in the air, the halach is that it's not considered a kosher, we cannot say it's a kosher sukkah. I did see that there are poiskim, the Chelkus Yaakov, and Chelik Gimel, Simon Tezayin, wants to say that there's a nafgamina if that board is higher or lower than 10 tefachim. If it's lower than 10 tefachim, we could be more lenient. If it's higher than 10 tefachim, we can't be lenient. But then, there's another common shaila. Again, someone has a sukkah on his porch, and his porch is very narrow. And the porch itself does not have the width of Zion Tefachim. But there's a ledge on the porch. I guess it's where the gate is. And that, if we include that ledge, the halacha, then we would have the width of Zion Tefachim. What is the halacha regarding such a sukkah? So it's very interesting to note that in the Sefer HaSukkah, in the back of the Sefer, he brings Psukim from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. And he says that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rav Shlomo Zalman originally felt that such a sukkah, we can't include the ledge in the width of the sukkah. The ledge is considered part of the wall of the sukkah. It's not a place where we eat or sleep. And therefore, originally, he held that it's not a kosher sukkah. However, later he said that if we file the psak of the Dvar Shmuel that we just quoted from the Shari Tshuva, where the Dvar Shmuel says that if it's below 10 tefachim, certainly a ledge sticking out can be included in the width of the sukkah. Certainly a ledge that is on the floor of the sukkah can be included in the width of the sukkah. And therefore, he says that if you include that ledge on the side of the sukkah on which the gate is, standing, the halach is that it's a kosher sukkah. And so too does Rav Volzner and the Shail Satshuva Shevet Alevi, Chelik Ches, Simen, Kuf, Mem, Hei, Paskin. The Mikroi Kodesh on Sukkos in Simen Gimel discusses a sukkah that is seven and seven, Zion by Zion, but the floor is not one level. Part of the floor is higher than the other part. And his discussion is, can they be mitzaref? So he says as follows. He discusses two issues. He says that if the higher part of the floor is higher than 10 tefachim, then the other part. So he wants to say that an area that's higher than 10 tefachim is considered a reshus b'fnei atzmai. And he says it's really based on the shita of the Ritz Geis in the Rosh on the Gemara and our sugyas on Daf Dalid Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Sukkah shegevoy esrim amma. If you have a sukkah that's too tall, ubana itzdaba be'emsa, and you make a beam in the middle of the sukkah, im yesh misfas itzdaba l'kaisel arba amas, if there's 4 amos or more from the itzdaba to any of the wall, psula. Pachs mikan, but if there's less than 4 amos, it's kosher, that meaning doifin akuma. Says the Ritz Geis, a very bechidish, that when can we say that the area on top of the top of the itzdaba, given that from the top of the itzdaba to the schach is less than 20 amos, that and is less than 4 amos from the itzdaba to the walls, that makes the entire sukkah kosher sukkah, says the Ritz Geis, only if the itzdaba is not 10 tfachim high. But once the itzdaba is 10 tfachim high, it's considered a separate rishus, and once it's considered a separate rishus, we can't combine it with the rest of the sukkah. So therefore, he says, in our situation as well, if part of the floor is higher than the other part of the floor by 10 tfachim, it's considered a separate rishus, and it can't combine. Then he discusses another shaila. Again, so he's saying, very much in line with what Reb Shlomo Zalman said and Rav Vosner say, that if the sukkah, if the ledge is less than 10 tefachim high, it can be combined to the width of the sukkah. The entire issue is only when the ledge is less than 10 tefachim high. But then he speaks about another situation. And it goes back to the Magen Avraham that we discussed at the beginning of our shiur. He says, let's say you'll have in one of these areas a sukkah that's the proper shiur. It's Zion al Zion. And then you have another area which is 10 tefachim higher than the other floor. And that area is not Zion al Zion. So it says, so at first glance, it would seem that this is the situation discussed by the Magen Avraham, where the Magen Avraham that we quoted earlier in our shiur says that if you have a sukkah that's a kosher sukkah, and then you have a keren zavis, you have a separate area of the sukkah that doesn't have the proper dimensions, the halacha is that you can't, it doesn't have Zion al Zion, it's a separate area and it's not kosher. However, he says, here it may be different, because there the area that's separate is a totally separate area. As we quoted the Machzor HaShekel, the Machzor HaShekel says that the psak of the Magen Avraham is based on our Gemara, which speaks about the Ketonius. The Ketonius is a totally separate area. But here, it's not a totally separate area. It's a contiguous area, just it's higher. Since it's higher, the halacha is, but since it's contiguous, it will be considered a place that you could sit and it will be a kosher sukkah. And so too seems to be the psak of the Chelkas Yaakov in Chelik Aruchayim Simen Reish Chof Dalet.